though, let us at 10 to 9 talk a bit about fish, because Waitrose has said it's going to stop selling mackerel. It wants to take a decisive stand against overfishing. Charles Clover is on the line, co-founder of the conservation charity Blue Marine Foundation. Morning to you.
Morning.
Which presumably will delight you.
I'm absolutely delighted with Waitrose. This is what responsible retailers should do. Let's see the other ones now do it, please, because the mackerel has been a disaster waiting to happen for about a decade, and now things are getting pretty grim, and it's what politicians should really be worrying about.
How grim? Tell us about it.
Well, it's been it's down 75%. The stock of mackerel in the Northeast Atlantic is down 75% in a decade, and it's still being overfished. There are people going out in their very large pelagic trawlers and scooping it up, and this really should be stopped.
These are British trawlers, are they, doing the overfishing?
Yeah, that's the problem. Britain, Norway, and the Faroes agreed to reduce their catches by 48% this year, but that's not what the scientists are asking for. Scientists are asking for a 70% reduction in catches of mackerel in the Northeast Atlantic. So, you know, Britain, Norway, Iceland, and the Faroes are in the frame as being responsible for overfishing this very valuable and delicious stock, one of the last very valuable stocks that we haven't overfished.
How much of a difference do you think the Waitrose action will make if it just stays with Waitrose?
If it just stays with Waitrose, it won't, obviously, and it doesn't include retailers in all those countries, then it will be a feather in the wind. But it really does need to be taken on board by the sustainability departments of all these retailers. And when one goes, generally most of them go, I would suggest. I would suggest this was time to jump. There are lots of other healthy fish. Personally, I like herring, which is in very good supply at the moment, but is not being caught, oddly, because we seem to have lost a taste for it. But substitute herring for mackerel and all will be well. And for goodness sake, just get a grip on these huge fishing boats.
When you say all will be well, how quickly? I mean, how quickly can stocks turn around? Because we've seen this before, haven't we? I mean, cod was very threatened at one stage, and
cod still is in various populations of cod around the UK.
But I thought we had taken some action with cod that had worked.
That's quite complicated. There are five different, or some people say four different breeding populations of cod around the UK coast, and the Celtic sea cod is absolutely in a parlous state. There's one in 50 compared to 10 years ago. So we are not good at taking the scientific advice. The act that we brought in after Brexit says we should, but we haven't been doing it. Mm-hmm. And it really is a bit of a crisis, this overfishing across the board in Britain, and it's not getting the profile that it should be, and Waitrose are to be commended for raising it. And I think this will go far. Other people will now have to consider what they are doing. Hats off to Waitrose.
Charles Clover, co-founder of the conservation charity Blue Marine Foundation. Thank you.